This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you think that changing Jason Garrett's going to make this Giants offense take off? Because that's a hard thing for me to believe. It really is. Now, I mean,
depends on how aggressive Freddie Kitchens is, and it depends on, I think, the conversations that he's probably going to, you know, that he already had yesterday with Joe Judge, the conversations that he'll have again today with Joe Judge. You know, there's also the other side of with Graham on the other side. You know, they got to figure out a way to get a freaking pass rush, and then this week, you know, playing against Philadelphia at home. So here's what's going to happen: they're going to get to the stadium. And there's going to be already the agita of and the misery of another losing season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fan base is going to be sitting on edge. They're going to be initially there to root on their team to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, because that means more to them than anything, by the way. You cannot lose to Philadelphia.
Sure.
I mean, especially in a situation like they find themselves in right now, where they have another losing season. They just fired an offensive coordinator, and in come the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts as quarterback. So I think you got to go over to Patrick Graham and you got to say, look, man, I don't want to see Jalen Hurts running all over the goddamn place. You got to come up with a plan. And I, you know, I'm telling you what they should do. They should do what the Bengals and what the Dolphins did to Lamar Jackson. The Bengals and the Dolphins have a perfect game plan for a kid that plays the way that Jalen Hurts plays. And, you know, I would look at that film and I would look at those things and I would try to incorporate some of the concepts in my own game plan, watching how they stopped the fastest guy at the position in Lamar Jackson and really made him struggle. But this kid, Jalen Hurts, is just running all over the place on opposing defenses. And he's just making these broken plays. And that's going to drive, you know, Giant fans crazy if they watch it and the defense doesn't get it. They should have 4 or 5 sacks this week.
Well, that would be great, but I think all eyes are going to be on the offense and if this offense was underachieving or they're just a mediocre offense. I mean, some of the numbers they've had this year, I mean, they are a bottom-of-the-league offense.
Oh, they're bottom third of the league.
Easily. So what is it? Is it the offensive coordinator or is it these guys? You know, one of the things that I wanted to see personally more out of the offense I got against the Bucs, which was Kadarius Toney getting targeted more. He had 12 targets in that game.
But again, I just don't know if he is doing all the things that he's supposed to be doing. I understand that he has flashes of brilliance. He's an incredible athlete. I'm just not sure that he knows everything that he needs to be doing. And I know that there's pressure to play the kid.
Yeah.
Because we see the flashes. But you have to understand that, you know, there's probably a little bit of indecision that is going on between he and Daniel Jones.
Oh, I'm sure that they still got to work that out. The other thing people are going to want to see is Saquon Barkley get more than 6 carries in a football game. Now, and once I said it again, I'll say it again, and I said it yesterday. They weren't down by 30 the entire game.
No, they weren't. They were in
this was a close, and he was still only got 6 carries. Now, the whole thing, oh, he's got to work himself back, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they used him in the passing game. I mean, he got 6 targets in the passing game. He had 6 receptions.
And he would have had another one had, you know, Daniel Jones been able to throw the ball down the sideline as opposed to throwing it to Steve McClendon.
So if he's healthy enough to play, then let's run the guy. Enough. So those are two things that I want to see, and maybe Freddie Kitchens and Joe Judge want to see the same thing, but it's going to be all eyes on the offense because they still need to figure out whether or not Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback going forward.
Well, if he plays like he played on Monday night, he ain't going to be the quarterback going forward.
Well, here's your big change. Let's see. Was this cosmetic or was this some sort of fundamental change that is going to make Daniel Jones take off?
And
we'll see.
And by the way, it's not, you know, they're not changing offensive systems. they never do that. It's hard enough for guys to learn a system as it is. It's just going to be a different way of play calling. I don't know if Freddie's going to be on the sideline or up in the box. I hope he's up in the box. You know, I always believe that an offensive coordinator in a controlled environment inside, he can see all of his plays. He can think ahead as opposed to being on the sideline and on the field and being involved in all the craziness that's going on the field. That's why I always believe that an offense coordinator should be up in the booth. I really believe that because he can have everything in front of him. If it's raining and windy and, you know, guys are screaming at each other on the sideline, you know, it's FUBAR on the sideline.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so give him a place where he can sit and he can have all of his stuff there and let somebody else call the plays into Daniel Jones and let him just do his thing in the peace and quiet of the coach's box.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.